And a very good morning to you, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, it is it?
Well, it seems so. Sort of.
I see nothing to whistle about. You must be out of your head, no doubt. I think the time has come for thee to repeat the Grinch's oath with me. Our Grinch is unhelpful, unfriendly, unkind, with ungracious thoughts in an unhealthy mind. A Grinch is uncheerful, uncouth, and unclean. Now say this together. I'm frightfully made.
My eyes are both shifty. My fingers are drifty. My mouth will not smile.
Not half of an inch.
I'm a Grinch.
I am a Grinch.
I'm a Grinch!
That's my boy. Now go out and prove it.
Prove it. Prove it. Prove it.
Prove it. Prove I'm a Grinch. And a whistle to you. You get this crate out of my way. Obstructivating my mobility, will it? Greenface? Mr. Greenface? Having problems, Mr. Cat in the Hat? Come inside. I have something to show you. This, sir, is my acoustical anti-audial bleeper, otherwise known as my vacuum sound sweeper. It sucks out of the air every noise, every sound, and gargles the sound waves for 50 miles round. Nifty little contraption, isn't it? From now on, you will hear what I want you to hear. On again, off again, make the sound cough again. I am the boss of what everyone hears. The sound of your voice is the sound of my choice. I am the master of everyone's ears. With a flick of my thumb, with the greatest of ease, if I wish, I can stop all the buzzing of bees. And as for your lovebirds, I can't stand their chirping, so I just push my button, your lovebirds start burping. The sounds that you make are the sounds of my choice. I can make you sound better or make you sound worse. When your bull goes out wooing, there'll be no more mooing. When I wish to hear moos, I can hear them from yous.
Not from me.
I can fuzzle the sound of what everyone hears. I'm the fuzzle fluff master of everyone's ears. Aha! I'm the puzzle flub master of everyone's ears. Max! Max! Where are you, Max? Oh no, Maxi Waxy. No Heidi Widey from Grinchy Winchy. That cat, that Beezleberry cat, I snuggle his sound. Now I'll even do more. Take this up to my shop on the 39th floor. That cat's gonna suffer like never before. Ha 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 the legal gear, and as you know, it goes round and it makes the beagle gear go. And the beagle gear turns the elliptical struts, which in turn is attached to the draxital truss, which rotates the flange of the salamog guts. And that decompresses the spatulate springs, which fluctuate round in the ramulus rings, which heats up the pongs as they heat up the pings. And that brings about the most horrible things.
Max, do you know what a lighthouse is? A lighthouse makes light. So, just for a lark, I built me a dark house. A dark house makes dark. I just push a button up here in this place, and you can't see your mitten in front of your face.
Huh? What? Why, I can't see my mitten in front of my face.
Kitty, kitty, are you feeling pretty good, Mr. Cat in the Hoot? Besides being boss of your ears and your sound, I can make gloom for 100 miles round. Absolutely not. Positively not. Absolutely, positively, that's a lot of rot. That darkness is getting quite dull, don't you think? Let's liven things up with some persimmon pink. Watch this. I'll give them a double gadickle flummox deluxe. Oh, what a super duper flummox deluxe. And now, I will give them a triple ring fitzerunk gunkle geschlop with a marshmallow sauce and a cherry on top. Absolutely not. That's a lot of rot. How am I doing, old fellow? Magnificently.
There, there, son. Everything's going to be all right.
Mama?
Yes, son. Now be a good boy and clean up your room.
Yes, Mama. Hand me a wrench, Max. We've got work to do. And a very good morning to you, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, it is it? I think the time has come for thee to repeat the Grinch's oath.